My loving salutations at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. May you always guide all of our thoughts, words, and deeds. Respected Dr. Narendra Nath Reddy, Chairman of the Prashanti Council, Mr. Nimesh Pandya, All India President of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, Trustees of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, Members of the Prashanti Council, Members of the Sri Satya Sai World Foundation, esteemed guests, respected elders, fellow young adults, dear brothers and sisters, Om Sri Sai Ram. It is my pleasure to welcome each and every one of you to the graduation ceremony for the candidates of this year's Satya Sai International Leadership Program for Young Adults. Our ceremony today marks the successful completion of a journey of eight months undertaken by these young leaders seated at the front of this hall. Leaders that are the class of 2017. Tonight's agenda consists of two parts. Part one begins with an opening address by Mr. Devyesh Tankaria, International Young Adults Coordinator and Chair of the Satya Sai International Leadership Program for Young Adults. Following this, we will have a talk by a graduate of this year's program, Ms. Concepcion Avila. Following this, we will have a video offering by young adults from across the globe singing Love Is My Form. This offering is an expression of gratitude and love for our beloved Swami to mark the occasion of his 92nd birthday. A few words about Mr. Devyesh Tankaria. Devyesh is a fourth generation devotee to have been under Swami's divine guidance. He has actively served in the SSIO in various roles at regional, national, zonal, and international levels. He currently serves as the International Young Adults Coordinator, and in this capacity, he oversees the young adult activities in over 120 countries across the 11 zones of the SSIO. Since 2015, Devyesh has also been chairman of the Satya Sai International Leadership Program for Young Adults. Under his leadership, over 700 young adults will have graduated and taken on leadership roles in the SSIO, including the many candidates seated at the front of this hall tonight. Professionally, Devyesh is the Assistant Director for the UK Government. In this capacity, he specializes in strategy, process excellence, and transformational change. He has received many awards from senior officials for his contributions, including from the former British Prime Minister. Now, a few words about Ms. Concepcion Avila Benitez. Concepcion was born and raised in Mexico. She was first introduced to Satya Sai Baba through her secondary school arts teacher when she participated in a play written by our beloved Swami entitled, To Deeds Follow Words. Concepcion has actively participated in the SSIO, having taken on several roles in Mexico and Latin America, including National Devotional Coordinator and President of Mexico City. She has served as Secretary for the Sai Institutes and Schools of Latin America since 2008 and currently serves as the Secretary of the Education Committee of the Sri Satya Sai World Foundation for Zones 2A and 2B. Concepcion is a graduate of the SSEHB diploma course imparted by the Institute of Sai Education in Mumbai, and has also directed and co-directed cultural programs held in the Divine Presence. Professionally, she has worked in both the public and private sectors, and she currently works for her family business. Concepcion is a graduate of this year's Satya Sai International Leadership Program for Young Adults. We will now commence part one of our formal ceremony, after which we will begin part two. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Mr. Devyesh Tankaria, International Young Adults Coordinator and Chair of the Satya Sai International Leadership Program for Young Adults, to deliver his opening address. Jai Sai Ram.
Dearest Swami, I offer my most loving pranams at your divine lotus feet. Respected trustees of the Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, Dr. Narendranath Reddy, Chairman of the Prashanti Council, Mr. Nimesh Pandya, All India President, Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization India, members of the Sri Satya Sai World Foundation and Prashanti Council, respected elders, dearest brothers and sisters, Om Jai Sai Ram. Loving Sai Rams, and welcome to the graduation ceremony of the Satya Sai International Leadership Program for Young Adults 2017. Over three decades ago, a newly married couple came to Prashanti Nilayam to seek the divine blessings of our beloved Satya Sai. On a hot, sunny day on the sandy grounds of Prashanti Nilayam, Bhagwan graciously blessed this young couple and unexpectedly told them to come back next year with a young boy. True to Bhagwan's words, the very next year, a young boy was born, and at the age of just 11 months, he made his first trip to Prashanti Nilayam, where he held onto Swami's robe and took his first footsteps right here in Prashanti Nilayam. This young boy of 11 months is today standing in front of you. I wanted to commence my short talk by expressing my immense gratitude to our beloved Swami for giving me the most fortunate opportunity to serve as the International Young Adults Coordinator for the Satya Sai International Organization. A truly blessed and most fortunate opportunity to serve, as declared by Bhagwan in 2007 at the World Youth Conference, where Bhagwan blessed an important initiative in the development of the Young Adults Program within the Satya Sai International Organization. One of its important processes was to provide opportunities for young adults to learn from senior members of the organization, so that the young adults of today will become our future leaders of tomorrow. Dearest brothers and sisters, in the midst of the various adversities the world is facing, our task to uphold Bhagwan's teachings and strive to become beacons of his love is quite clear. The challenges we face today are no lesser or greater than those the world has faced through the ages. When humanity has been under threat of disintegration, good leaders from the past, like Rama, Jesus, Muhammad, Krishna, and Buddha, have inspired, guided, and transformed great sections of humanity to re-establish Dharma. We have been given this unique organization with the sole purpose to awaken our innate divinity. And it's important that we do not forget this. We have the responsibility to exemplify and share Bhagwan's teachings and message. Continuing the steady evolution of the Satyasa Young Adult Programs, the Satyasa International Leadership Program for Young Adults began formal development in 2014. Today, we celebrate its success and the 456 graduates from 59 countries who have taken part, many of whom are here today, whilst others are spreading Bhagwan's divine light in their respective countries. In total, an outstanding 700 young adults from around the world have gone on and completed this program. The program itself consists of 9 modules. The first 3 modules covers the foundations of the organization, commencing with the life and teachings of our beloved Bhagwan. The next 3 modules focuses on spirituality based on Bhagwan's Mahavakya, to be, to do, to see, to tell. And the last 3 modules cover the key skill sets such as loving and effective communication, team dynamics, and project management. These last 3 modules form part of a 4-day residential course which candidates undertake right here in Prashanthi Nilayam. All graduates are required to complete a 1-year post project within the organization and in their local communities, utilizing the tools and techniques learnt during their coursework. These projects have helped the young adults integrate not only within the organization, but within their local communities too. To highlight some of the projects undertaken last year, let me take you all on an inspirational global journey across 6 continents. Starting with North America, graduates in Canada have developed an informative website that was launched on the 150th anniversary of Canada this year. They have also led the International Young Adults Initiative, Sadhana of Love, which is a practical program to aid spiritual aspirants on the path of self-realization. From North to South America, where in Peru, education and human value classes have started for children, pursuing close cooperation between parents and teachers for value-based development in children. The graduates have also introduced children to the Satyasai Educare through a series of lessons. In Europe and Russia, educating and encouraging young adults to choose healthy and purposeful lifestyle is the passion for the graduates who have organized and developed a series of free social care workshops by engaging in their local communities. The young adults from Europe have also been inspirational in founding the Global Young Adult Music Initiative, LASA, which stands for Love All and Serve All. The clean drinking projects that Bhagwan started continue to inspire graduates from around the world, and young adult graduates from Malaysia have successfully led and implemented a national water project in Malaysia and are initiating similar service projects in Nepal, Vietnam, Cambodia, and Sri Lanka. From Asia to South Africa, where a graduate has adopted a children's home as part of her project, and she visits the children's home regularly. The African young adults hope the experiences from a local project will lead to many more projects adopted. Graduates from Australia, Fiji, and New Zealand practice their leadership skills as core members of international young adult teams and are currently leading the global initiative Serve the Planet. And finally, following the historic Satyasai World Youth Festival in 2016, this has led to the formation of 8 international young adult subcommittees to help create and drive new programs. All these are actively led by past graduates. As you can see, Satya Sai Baba's love has brought together a magnitude of young adults from across the globe to serve in his divine mission in an exceptional way. Young adults have enthusiastically shared their skills, creativity and knowledge, and have worked closely with senior members of the organization to promote the various global initiatives. Dearest young adults, I urge you to get involved and be part of this historic movement. We are all so blessed and fortunate to be his divine instruments. Let us embrace this golden opportunity to serve and uphold his message through our actions, and rest assured he will guide you and lead you to the correct path. Brothers and sisters, as we soak in Bhagwan's divine love, right here at the spiritual headquarters of the world, Prashanti Nilayam, let us intensify our gratitude for God, our willingness to serve without distinction, our pursuit to know thyself, and importantly, our thirst to experience unity. Let the light set such a strong fire of love that it spreads to our families, our friends, to society and the planet. Dearest graduates, my heartfelt congratulations to each and every one of you. I pray that our beloved Bhagwan continues to guide and guard you all on this truly special journey. Let us honor our sacred duty to serve society and the nation with love and compassion, and realize that we are the leaders of today. Together, we shall be the torchbearers of this most sacred organization. We should not forget that it's with our divine grace of our beloved Bhagwan that we are all gathered here today. Dearest Bhagwan, since a young boy, every time I come to Prashanti Nilayam, I would carry with me a letter for you. And on this momentous occasion, I yet again have a letter. This time, an open letter. Dearest Swami, I stand here in your divine presence today, and there's just one thing I'd like to say. Thank you for showing me your presence every day in my life. Thank you for all that you have given me. Thank you for all the blessings that I cannot see. Thank you for the countless experiences and the opportunities to serve you. Thank you for leading me on the right path, taking my darkness and giving me your light. Thank you for being my one and only best friend. Dearest Swami, with a grateful heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
I offer my most humble prayers at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Lord, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Revered elders, dear brothers and sisters, fellow graduates, Om Sai Ram. It is my honor and privilege to share with you many experiences of the Satya Sai International Leadership Program for Young Adults 2017. I thank our Lord for this most sacred opportunity and pray to please Him. The Satya Sai International Leadership Program came at a critical time when I was questioning many things in my life, including participation in the Satya Sai organization. For over 15 years, my life revolved around doing seva in his holy organization, even more than family or friends. Back in 2007, I decided to do full-time seva because it was what I loved the most and because I wanted to dedicate my best years to Swami and his mission. Swami seemed to be approving this because I experienced many miracles and signs of his presence that I took as his support and guidance. On one occasion, I approached the local university for postgraduate studies, but I didn't get any answer. It seemed as if they had never received my application. When I internally asked Swami, I found a message that said, "This is not the kind of education I like." And then a big responsibility came in the Satya Sai organization. I understood that he wanted me to know that what is important and worth learning for life is to serve. Swami used to take care of everything, including finances. On one occasion, I noticed that my bank balance was very low, and that very same day, I got a call from my old job and they wanted to repay some money they owed me. On another occasion, I was so focused preparing my Valvika's lesson that I forgot to bring money. However, by Swami's grace, I found in my pocket the exact amount to cover the expenses of going to Mexico City, have something to eat, and go back home. This is the way Swami used to take care of me when I was doing his work. I must say that all through those years, I found each activity to be the best and happiest thing that could happen in my life. And I used to feel that this was the best of all my lives because I have Swami and his work. And I was very grateful for Swami for all this. Well, life was about to change a little bit. Swami said to me that stones will be thrown only at the fruit-bearing tree. However, instead of accepting events I had to face as a sign of his will, those stones hurt me. Things were becoming challenging in the Sai organization. My family, our business, and even my health was being affected. For the first time, I doubted the power of love. I wonder whether it could be the answer or not. And I began questioning the choices I had made in my life, particularly my deep involvement in the Sai organization. I was not fully aware of what was going on until I came across a message that Swami put right in front of me. To paraphrase, it said, "If an ornament you wear becomes dirty, will you throw it out? No, you will clean it until it shines again." This made me realize there were stains in my heart that had to be removed. That's when the opportunity to join the leadership program was available. The program brought me what I needed to strengthen my heart and my life, what I love the most, which is Swami, his teachings, and the Sai organization. In order to prepare us to develop good leadership skills according to Swami's teachings, the program provided us with excellent foundation and resources, with pre-module reading and online sessions, and a residential course in Prashanti Nilayam, which we have just concluded. Each session was overflowing with Swami's sweet presence and love. Among the pre-module readings, there was one discourse that changed my vision of life positively and touched me deeply. It is "My Life is My Message," a discourse from the summer showers of Vrindavan, where Swami narrated stories from his childhood. Reading and reliving Swami's childhood were some of the most important hours of my life. Following Swami's words, I imagine the adorable Lord of the Universe at the age of 7, washing and ironing his 2 shirts and 1 shorts with a homemade iron every day in order to be tidy and clean, cooking delicious dishes for his grandfather and his neighbors, doing the chores of the home, getting the provisions to eat, walking to school, teaching the adults how to read, etc. Everything with perfect timing, planning, and results. In these beautiful, tender images of the Lord that left a deep impression in my heart, I found the best example for what we were taught in the course. To be, to do, to see, to tell, with character as the foundation for leadership, which is what little Satya used to do by doing all those things, by taking care of his own needs, respecting, honoring, and serving his parents and those in need, keeping his word no matter what, etc. Swami Yul also used to have a very effective, loving communication that made everyone like him. And as Swami says, he achieved this by speaking lovingly to everyone. So with this, he granted me a powerful tool to nurture unity wherever I go. After reading how little Satya lived his life, I feel it is my obligation to be like him. I resolved to iron everything at home instead of getting it done outside, to reduce the number of clothes I have, to work hard at home in order to be more helpful and avoid being a burden for my parents, to love and respect my parents and my grandmother without complaining, and to keep my word. With this, I hope to settle the foundation to become a good, humble, serving leader that pleases Swami. I pray that he grants me the strength, the discrimination, and the guidance to do it. The residential part of the program was great in many ways. It gave us the opportunity to hear valuable experiences of speakers and panelists dedicated to serve Swami, as well as to learn useful leadership tools. It also gave us the opportunity to work with other Sai sisters and brothers that face the same challenges and share the same goals. It reminded me that the work in Sai organization is the rare opportunity given to mankind to restore righteousness in the world, as Swami says in his Gita. This is how Swami sent me through the Satya Sai Leadership Program for Young Adults, an opportunity to build my life with him and his organization with more surrender and enthusiasm. I would like to thank our brothers and sisters that worked day and night for months to make this possible for us and for being Swami's instrument to bring us closer to him. Thank you, Swami. Thank you, Swami, for keeping me close to you. Please don't ever let me go. And please bless us all and let us please you through our work. I love you very much. Jai Sai Ram.
Oh, Shepherd is my life.
My life is my life.
My loving pranam at the loving lotus feet of our beloved Sai Ma. Om Sri Sai Ram. We now commence part two of the graduation ceremony. The Sai young adults and the children of the Sathya Sai School of Thailand now make a humble offering of a music video titled Our Love at the lotus feet of our Divine Master, Bhagavan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. This song has come through the Young Adults Initiative, LASA, Love All, Serve All, which aims to promote the five human values of love, right conduct, non-violence, truth, and peace through music and social services on an international scale. The song, Our Love, is inspired by the teachings of our Lord. The only way that the world will live in peace is when we learn to love one another and help one another, regardless of caste, creed, or color. We thank you, Swami, for giving us the inspiration and opportunity to create our love and offer it back at your lotus feet. The music video will be followed by a musical offering to our beloved Swami from young adults across the globe who will speak to us in the language of the heart. Inspired by our beautiful Lord, the theme for this offering is One heart to love all, infinite hands to serve all. Our young adults have united to overcome that which differentiates us. Instead, working in unison and harmony to serve every soul in the spirit of oneness. Just as the light of love dispels the darkness of ignorance and shines brightly within. This unison has been demonstrated with continued strength as part of the Satya Sai International Leadership Program for Young Adults. This evening, as the delegates of the 2017 Leadership Program graduate, they graciously offer 6 songs in 3 languages, sung in one voice from one heart of expanding love. Om Sri Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Dearest Swami, we, your children from the Satya Sai International Leadership Program for Young Adults, lovingly offer our most humble pranams at your divine lotus feet. Respected elders, dear sisters and brothers, it is said that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. What began as a quest to better understand the qualities of and become an ideal leader has led us all here to Prashanti Nilayam, the abode of the supreme peace. Beloved Swami, we, your young adults from 59 countries, are humbled that you have chosen each and every one of us to participate in this year's International Leadership Program. In your infinite compassion, O Lord, you have provided us with everything in life, even that which we have not yet asked for. What can we offer you, O Lord? We are but your instruments, ever ready to lead a sacred life, to serve all, and to take responsibilities in your divine mission. Each and every day, through your loving example, you inspire us to be ideal young adults. Dearest Swami, we, your children of the world, humbly offer this musical program to you with all our love.
Swami. You reside forever in our hearts, illuminating the path from I to we. In this ocean of life, you are our guiding light. Without your blessings and grace, we cannot reach the shores of your divine grace. Irrespective of caste, color, or creed, it is love, love, and only love which unites us. With one heart, we love all. Our hands are your hands for you, O Lord, to work through each and every one of us. What an honor it is to use these vessels that you have gifted us for serving our fellow brothers and sisters. These infinite hands already belong to you to serve all. They are yours. We are yours.
World of illusions and distractions, Mother, you are the one true teacher. You impart the greatest lesson of all, that character is valued higher than life itself. As we took our first steps in a larger world, you held our hand, leading us from darkness to light, watching carefully as we moved forward, step by step, catching us if ever we fell, and walked with us as we learned to walk fearlessly on our destined path. When we began this journey, you taught us to be ideal leaders. We will always look to you, for you are our inspiration, our guide. Oh, Mother Sai, we are ready to serve.
Every stage will let me bring your love.
the very beginning, you have reminded us time and time again to adhere to the path of righteousness. O Bhagavan, even when we stray ever so slightly, you, in your infinite compassion, lead us back. The truth is not merely to be spoken. The truth is to be lived. Blessed are we to be present in this moment, for our lives have changed irrevocably in an instant. In this illusory world, filled with its myriad of distractions, it is Satya, the divine truth in each one of us, that is our saving grace. We are all one.
Love is the power.
Love is the power.
Love is the goal.
Love is the goal.
mercy.
Throughout this journey, you have nurtured our hearts with pure love. Today, as we prepare to embark on the next chapter of our journey, we humbly offer this prayer at your lotus feet. Utilizing the skills we have, we are ready to march forward. Today, as we look to you for guidance and strength, we ask for just one thing. Always be with us, Swami. You are our mother, our father, our leader, our guide in life. In one voice, we will sing. One heart to love all. Infinite hands to serve all. We love you, Swami.
Thank you.
cosmos in all its grandeur and beauty is incomparable to the love that you shower upon us all. It is only through your divine grace that we are so fortunate to experience the beauty of your creation, like the flowers in your garden and the stars in your sky. Our minds and our hearts bloom through righteousness and truth, and shine through peace and love. Swami, your life is your message to us, that we must take each and every step fearlessly, leading the way forward, living your teachings, and sharing boundless joy with one and all.
nandana balagajanana
Dhimita, 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 dhimita.
Shiva Shiva Om. Damru bole har 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 Om. Dina bole saira saira.
Shirdi Sai Dwarak Mai Prashanti Vasi Saira. Thank you.
Satya Ram, Satya Ram, Ram 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 Ram, नित्य जपिए राम राम जय बोलो कृष्ण 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 जय बोलो कृष्ण 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 जय बोलो जपिए कृष्ण नाम दे बोलो नित्य नित्य जपिए कृष्ण नाम दे बोलो वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु जय बोलो सत्यनाम 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 दे बोलो नाम दे बोलो राम 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 दे बोलो राम 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 दे बोलो नित्य जपिए राम राम दे बोलो कृष्ण 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 दे बोलो नित्य जपिए कृष्ण नाम दे बोलो नित्य नित्य जपिए कृष्ण नाम दे बोलो गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधा रमण हरि गोविंद जय जय सत्यनाम जय बोलो
गोविंद हरे गोपाल हरे हे गोपी गोप बाला
हे मुरली गान लोला
हे गोपी गोप बाला
हर शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर हर बम 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 बोलो हर शिव शंकर शशांक शेखर हर बम 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 बोलो
कृष्ण जय गोपाल कृष्ण जय गोपाल बाल बाल राधा कृष्ण जय
Om Jai Sat Guru Deva. जय